do according to what we tell.
然后他们就找了四个人，叫保罗要替他交规费，带他到圣殿去，这个行礼。
And so, he asked Paul to take this four person and pay expenses for them and to shave their heads and do according to the custom.
雅各甚至这样对他说：“这样众人就可以知道，先前你所听见你的事都是虚的。”并可知道你自己为人循规蹈矩遵行律法。
And James is saying that if you do this, then people can see that what they have heard about you is false, and that you yourself follow the law.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
对于一个多年持守主心意的保罗，
to a person who followed the Lord's will for many years,
在外邦那样勇敢为着神的旨意征战的一个人。
Among the Gentiles, he is fighting for the Lord's will so bravely.
在雅各的这一番话底下，
under this saying of James,
他承受一个非常大的压力。
He received such great pressure.
结果他显出他的软弱。
So therefore, he showed his weakness.
第二天，他真的带着几个人去圣殿。
And the next day, he would lead these four brothers to the temple. We thank the Lord.
幸好神伸手干预这件事情。
And we see that God stretched out his hand to.
所以保罗没有失败。
So Paul did not fail.
差一点失败。
Almost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见，在遵循神旨意的事情上面是需要付代价的。
We can see that in following God's purpose, we need to give a price.
今天仇敌也用各式各样的方式压迫神的百姓。
And with many many ways and many methods, the enemy is pressing on the people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，主要求我们顺服，要求我们忠心。
We thank the Lord. He requires us to be obedient. He requires us to be faithful.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
到了使徒们晚年的时候，
in the old age of our apostles,
我们看见无论是彼得也好，保罗也好，他们都至死忠心。
No matter is Peter, no matter is Paul, they were faithful to the end.
所以当我们读彼得后书、读提摩太后书的时候，我们看见他们至终为着神旨意站住。
And we see that in Peter's epistles and also in 2 Timothy, we see that they stand for the Lord until death.
今天主也呼召我们起来遵行他的旨意。
And we know that today God also calls us to follow His will.
弟兄姊妹们，遵行神的旨意是需要付代价的。
To obey God's will, we need to pay a price.
教会历史上所有偏离的现象，都是说明人要任意更改神的旨意。
And all the going astray of the church in the history, it's all because we want to change the will of God.
这里给我们看见神不仅是按照他自己的意愿啊，在这里定了旨意。
Here it shows that not only God established his purpose according to his own will.
下面说呢，他从他的旨意里面定了一个计划。
And from his will, he also established a plan.
那这个计划呢，这个字哈，英文的 counsel 这个字哈。这个字呢，也可以翻作是会议。
And this council also can be said as a meeting.
意思说这个计划是经过了会议的。
And that is to say, this purpose is has gone through a committee.
当然，这个会议呢是神格里面的会议。
Of course, this meeting is within the Godhead.
是父子圣灵之间最完美的一个交通。
Is Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the perfect fellowship.
我们怎么知道他们是经过了一些会议呢？
So how do we know that it has gone through this fellowship?
我们从以弗所书第一章刚才所读的那段圣经里面可以看见。
And in the first, in the Ephesians chapter 1, what we have read, we can see.
在神的这个旨意上，父子圣灵他们都有个别他们做的事。
And we know that there is different tasks to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们晓得这个是经过商议的。
And we know that this is according to some agreement.
所以我们可以很清楚地看见父他有他的那份的工作。
We can clearly see that there is something that the Father is doing.
父的工作是什么呢？
What is the responsibility of the Father?
父做拣选和预定的工作。
And the Father is doing the choosing and the predestining.
那么子做了什么工作呢？
So what did the Son do?
子所做的工作是救赎和整合的工作。
And the Son is giving the redemption and to sum up.
圣灵的工作呢？
And what about the work of the Holy Spirit?
让他来做印记，做凭据。
And he is the seal, and he is the guarantee. He's the guarantee.
所以我们可以看见在这里父子圣灵他们各有各的工作。
And we see that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they have their own task.
这个是经过了他们的交通，经过他们的商议。
And this is according to their agreement.
我们可以这样讲说，父是定旨意。
And we can say that the Father established the will.
子来成全这个旨意。
And the Son is to execute this
will. 虽然在父亲的心中要为他的儿子预备一个教会。
Even though in the Father's heart, he wanted to establish a church for his son.
但是这个旨意呢，人就是要主耶稣基督来成全。
But this purpose will be accomplished by his son.
然后圣灵在我们里面来执行这个旨意。
And the Holy Spirit will work out this will within us.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里神定了一个计划。
So here God has a plan.
这个计划呢，是宇宙中间的第一计划。
And this plan is the first plan in the universe.
也可以说是最后的计划。
And also the last plan.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当他在那里做这个最周密、最详尽的计划的时候
，When he is planning this elaborate plan,
神把你我这些蒙恩得救的人统统包括在内。
And God has included all of us who were saved by grace.
神因着他为了爱他的儿子的缘故
，Because he loved his son,
也爱我们
，He also loved us.
为我们每一个人定了一生的计划。
And he has established an eternal purpose in our life.
这个是在创造世界之前神已经定的计划。
And this is before the foundation of the earth. He has established it.
所以教会呢，不是在历史中间偶然的一个出现。
And the church is not just an accident that happened in history.
教会是在创世之前就已经计划好的。
And church was a plan that was established before the
creation. 那接下去他就告诉我们，从这个计划里面计划出一个目的。
And from this plan, he has a purpose.
这个目的是什么呢？
What is this goal?
就是神的儿子要把神要把他的儿子放在基督的这个位置上面。
And because God wants to put his son as Christ.
让他做万有的元首。
So that he will be head over all things.
那也就是说呢，以他做中心，也以他做模型。
And so that he will be the center and he will be the example.
然后呢，以教会呢做他的身体。
And then the church will be his body.
那么教会的每一个部分都应该是充满基督的性质。
And every part of the church will be full of God, will be full of Christ's character.
所以有弟兄们告诉我们，教会其实就是一个团体的基督。
And therefore, we hear brothers say that the church is actually the corporate Christ.
所以也有读圣经的人告诉我们，圣经中有一个特别的词叫做纳基督。
And those who study the Bible also tells us there is a special word called the Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这指的教会说的。
And this is speaking of the church.
教会的每一个部分都应该是主的自己。
And every part of the church should be the Lord himself.
我想关于这个目的，今天我们应该都是很清楚的。
And I think we should be very clear according to this purpose.
当神的这个目的确定之后。
When this purpose is established,
下面接着他就讲说，神就开始来做预定的工作。
And so God is there predestining.
啊，在达比圣经里面翻作是 marked out， 那么是圣经说是把这些蒙恩的人呢，把他们通通标示出来。
And in Darby translation is called marked out.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
他在创世之前他就已经预定拣选我们了。
And before the foundation of the earth, he has already chosen us.
我们知道在罗马书第八章里面也很清楚地讲到这件事情。
And we know that in Romans chapter 8 also tells us very clearly.
罗马书第八章。
In Romans chapter 8.
这里二十九节说，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
And in verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
弟兄姊妹，作为一个神的儿女
，to be a children of God,
我们必须清楚，我们是因着神荣耀的目的被拣选。
We must be clear that we are called according to the glorious purpose of God.
但是很可惜，今天真正认识这个意义的人并不是很多。
But sadly, today, not too many people realize this purpose.
我们可以这样说。
We can say this.
在神的儿女当中
，among the children of God,
为的救恩感谢神的人很多。
Those who would thank God for salvation, there are many.
但是为的神的目的敬拜神的人并不太多。
And for the purpose of God, they worship God. These are not many.
弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救。
Brother and sister, we are saved by grace.
这不仅是神的怜悯。
Not only this is God's
mercy. 我们要更清楚，我们是为着他荣耀的目的蒙拣选。
We also need to be clear that we were chosen according to His glorious purpose.
所以昨天晚上将军已经再三的告诉我们，
So once again, last night our brother has already mentioned that we should take God's purpose as our purpose. Because when we are first saved, we were already in this purpose. When God has established this plan,
下面他就说,
so according to this plan, he would roll out this work.
这里提到神的工作,
this speak of God's work.
弟兄姊妹们,
and from the Bible, we see that there's two sides of God's work.
一方面是神创造的工作,
on one hand, it is God's creation.
另外一面呢,
and the other of God's work is recovery.
我想我们先交通一点,
we'll fellowship a little bit on the creation. And we know that when God created all things, His purpose is to obtain the church. God loves His Son. God, because He wants to get the church, He created all things. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, it says here,
他说我们的主我们的神你是配得荣耀尊贵权柄的因为你创造了万物并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so therefore, dear brothers and sisters, for His Son, God wants to obtain a church. And He has created this heaven and earth. Or to say, therefore we are.
假使当初神没有这个意念的话呢,
if God did not have this purpose in the beginning,
根本就不可能有今天的天地,
we would not have this heaven and earth today,
也不可能有你我这些人存在,
and would not have you and me to exist.
所以当我们人来到这个世间的时候,
so therefore when human came to this world,
圣经已经很清楚地告诉我们这是为着神的目的而来的,
and Bible tells us very clearly we came for the purpose of God.
我们感谢神,
we thank God,
因为神爱他的儿子的缘故,
because God loved His Son.
神也爱他所创造的人,
He also loved the one He created.
神实在是为着人有非常非常美好的预备,
and for man, God has a very good preparation.
神因为要得着许多的人, 把他建立成为教会,
and many people will be obtained to become the church.
所以神创造了地球,
so God created the earth.
神就用地球呢, 作为孕育生命的一个场所,
and God uses earth to be a nursery for life.
所以人类的子孙在地上延绵不断的在这里繁生,
and so therefore man's children and generation one after another,
因为神有一个荣耀的目的, 神要得着教会,
because God has a glorious purpose to obtain the church.
我们从创世纪里面可以看见,
from Genesis we can see,
当神还没有造人的时候,
before God has created man,
神已经先把整个的天地的把它造好了,
God has already created all the heaven and earth.
但神把这个整个环境全部预备好之后,
after God has prepared this circumstance,
然后神才把人放在这个环境的里面,
then God would put man in that situation.
这就好像很多年轻的这个夫妻一样,
this is likened to some young brothers and sisters.
当我们有头一个孩子的时候,
before we have our first child,
哎呀我们都很紧张,
we're very nervous.
这个孩子还没有出生呢,
before the child was born, everything that the child needs, we will prepare for them.
床啊,盆啊,洗澡的盆啊,尿布啊,什么一大堆都预备好。
Yeah, all the diapers, the bathing tub and crib, everything we prepare for them. According to our ability, we will prepare for them, so that we can receive this child. And when this child was born, all the things that is for this child were already prepared.
因为神创造人的时候也是这样,
when God created man, that was the same way.
我们知道一个人呢, 要生长得完全美好是需要很多条件,
we know that a person, when they want to grow up in a healthy way, there's many requirements.
你想想看, 当你从一个baby长大到现在的成人,
think about it, when a child is grown up to be an adult,
我们有多少的需要,
How much need is there?
我想我们大概可以把它分成一个是物质方面的需要，一个是精神方面的需要。
I think we can separate into the two. One is the material things that it needs, and also the spiritual things.
我们的生命要长得好，我们需要许多物质的供应。
In order for a life to grow up properly, we need a lot of physical needs.
弟兄姊妹，光从这个吃喝这一方面来看。
Only if you only look at the things that we eat and drink,
我们就看见神给我们的预备是不得了的丰富。
And we see how God has prepared for us is abundant.
这个食物里面要有各式各样的维生素、维他命。
We see that in the plant there is all kinds of different vitamins.
还要矿物质
and
要各样的养分。
And also all kinds of nutrition.
不仅这样，还要有各样不同的胃口啊。
And also different tastes.
不然吃不下去，对吧？
Otherwise, you can't swallow it.
你看我们喂我们的孩子的时候，就叫父母用尽心机啊。今天这个胃口不对，明天换那，肯定有很多东西可以换。
And as parents, we change different tastes for the child. If it does not like this, we'll change something.
为什么有很多东西可以换呢？
How come we have so many we can change? Because what God created is many.
几乎你所要的、所想到的，神都给你。
All that you can think and want, God has created for us.
弟兄姊妹，不仅在物质上面，神给我们的供应是极其的丰富。
Not only on material things, God has prepared abundantly for us.
还需要有精神上面。
And also in a spiritual.
好，我们知道神创造这个世界呢，有各式各样不同的颜色。
And we see that God has created different colors in this world.
所以当我们看见这许多的颜色，我们的心情就很愉快。
So when we see all these different colors, we've become joyous.
不仅这样，还有各式各样的声音。
And not only that, there's all kinds of different noises.
我想今天呢，连这个地上所有的科学家、生物学家恐怕都研究不透啊。
And all the scientists cannot know this completely.
不仅这样，弟兄姊妹，还有各式各样不同的形状。
And also different shapes.
你看，当我们一看见这个苹果的时候呢，哇，这个颜色就悦人眼目了，对吧？
When we look at the apple, it pleases our eyes.
呀，你吃起来味道又这么好。
And when you eat it, the taste is very good.
它的形状又那么可爱。
And the shape is so lovely.
啊，香蕉有香蕉的样子。
And the banana has its own shape.
梨子有梨子的样子。
And even the pear has its own shape.
神在精神上面也供应我们所有一切的需要。
And not only God would prepare for us materially, He also prepared for us
our mind. 因为神爱他的儿子。
Because He loved His Son.
所以爱我们这些创造。
He also loved those who he created.
神希望我们能够长得健壮，长得美好。
God wants us to be healthy and wants us to be good.
好像我们预备好能喂着他的儿子。
So that we'll be prepared for his son.
但是弟兄姊妹很可惜啊。
But sadly, but
我们看见人类堕落之后呢
？After man's fall,
人辜负了神的心意。
Man has betrayed God's.
本来神创造万有，物质是喂着我们的。
Originally, God created all things for us.
但是今天的地上，我们看见正好相反。
And we see that today everything is reversed.
我们人变成为了物质。
Man became he lived for material.
我们成了物质的奴隶。
We became the slave for material.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从神所创造人那个尊贵的地位上面就开始坠落下来。
And from the noble position that God has put us, we fall down.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然人堕落了
，although man has failed,
神并没有放弃人。
But God did not give us up.
所以神就开始做恢复的工作。
So God began His recovery work.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们想这个恢复的工作里面至少包括三样重要的事情。
We know in this recovery work, at least it includes three different things.
恢复的工作里面，第一方面重要事情是救赎的工作。
The first thing is the salvation.
第二方面是归正的工作。
Then the second thing is the correction.
这个归正的工作呢，包括了神的管教和神在我们身上所做的改变。
And this includes all the teaching, correcting, and also the reestablishing.
第三方面，神做了整合的工作。
And the third thing, God is doing a summing up work.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神创造整个万有的时候呢，非常容易。
When God created all of the creation, this is very easy.
神说有就有，命立就立。
When God spoke, and there was it was done.
但是神那个恢复的工作在我们身上。
But when God do a recovery work upon us,
却是非常的不容易。
It is very difficult.
并且这个时间是非常的漫长。
And the time takes a very long time.
感谢我们的神，他是有无限忍耐的神。
We thank God he has infinite patience.
若是他没有忍耐
，If it wasn't because of his long suffering,
弟兄姊妹，今天你我不可能坐在这里。
Today we will not possible to sit here.
我们不可能还在神的恩典的手中。
we will not be in God's grace.
神实在是有无限的忍耐。
He has the unlimited grace.
神在我们身上做改变的工作。
And He's doing that changing work upon us.
我想我们都是蒙救赎的人。
We are people who receive salvation.
我们对神救赎的工作，我们有切身的一个体会。
We have a personal experience of God's salvation.
其实救赎最大的目的。
And the greatest purpose of salvation.
就是要叫我们在信质上面脱离仇敌和他一切所有败坏的因素。
So that we will be transformed from all the enemies worked upon us.
就是撒旦今天种在我们里面所有一切败坏的因素。
And all the things that the enemy has put in our life.
主借着他救赎的工作要把它完全的除尽。
From his salvation, he want to take us out, take those out.
就是把这个仇敌 had done 的事情呢，那么现在呢，神把它全部的把它 undo。
What the enemy has done in our life, God wants to undo.
所有每一个细节的点，所有种在我们生命中间最细微的那些败坏的因素，主通通要把它除尽。
All the bad elements that the enemy has put within us, all the finest points, God wants to take out.
这是我们主救赎的工作。
This is the salvation of our Lord.
我们知道我们的主为着救赎我们付上极重大的代价。
We know that the Lord has paid a great price in order to save us.
十字架的救恩，我想我们到永世里面恐怕也还不能完全明白。
The salvation of the cross, I think we will not understand even in eternity.
我们感谢神，今天我们都在这个救恩的里面。
We thank God that we are all within that salvation.
但是神把我们救赎回来之后，不是到此就为止。
But when God saves us, this is not the end.
我们都知道，我们蒙恩得救之后，弟兄姊妹们，我们在神的跟前还需要接受神的归正的工作。
We know that after we are saved, we also need to receive the rehabilitation work of God.
所以神有的时候来管教我们。
So we know that sometimes God teaches us.
那么神有的时候也在我们身上做改变的工作。
And sometimes God would do a changing work in our life.
神把我们摆在这个万有的里面。
God put us in the creation.
不仅叫这个万有啊成为我们的一个供应。
Not only the creation will become our supply.
成为我们的享受。
Become our enjoyment.
神也借着整个的万有做工在我们的身上。
And He also uses the creation to work in our life.
这个叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So we see all things work together for those who love God.
就是在我们身上要做改变的工作。
Because God wants to do a changing work within us.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10.
第二章第十节、
oh, Chapter 2 verse 10
那么那里告诉我们说我们都是他手中的工作
That tells us that we are his handiwork
我想我们大多数弟兄姊妹都晓得这个字有的把它翻作是杰作
And brother and sister know that this is his masterpiece We know that
那么在希腊的原文这个字就是诗诗篇的诗
And in the original Greek it means a song
那么神要把我们的、oh. 这个人做得像诗一样美丽
And God wanted to make us into a poem
但是弟兄姊妹们在这个整个改变的过程中间
In this process of changing
因为我们还没有达到完全的地步
Because we are not complete
所以很多的时候我们表现起来就有点不大正常
And our behavior became strange
诗篇七十一篇有一句话这个说得很好
And Psalm chapter 71
诗篇七十一篇第七节
Verse 7
他说许多人以我为怪
It says, I have become as a wonder to many.
弟兄姊妹们，有没有人觉得你很怪呢？
Brother and sister, does anyone feel that you are strange?
弟兄姊妹，因为我们在改变的过程中没有完全。
Because we are in this process, we're not completed yet.
所以有许多时候显出来是很有点怪。
So what we manifest now is a little strange.
彼得在彼得前书第四章第四节也这样说。
And Peter in the First Peter chapter 4.
当我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后。
Verse 4. After we become Christian.
我们里面有了主的生命
We have the life of the Lord.
我们就不会不再跟从世人的那个奔走那个放荡无度的路
And we will not follow the dissipation way of the world.
彼得说他们就以你为怪
And they think that you are strange.
并且毁谤你们
And will speak evil against you.
是不是这样呢
Is it true?
从前我们和那些世人在一起的时候
Before when we were with the world.
我们没有得救我们跟他们完全一样的生活
Before we were saved, we live according to how they are.
等我们一蒙恩得救，我们里面有了主的生命。
But after we became saved, we have the life of the Lord.
哎呀，我们就觉得从前他们说的娱乐，他们做这些事情，我没兴趣。
And we felt that their entertainment and the things that they do, we are not interested.
我们就喜欢聚会，喜欢服侍主。
And we delight in the meetings and we want to serve the Lord.
所以你的朋友啊，你的亲戚看你觉得很怪。
And your friends and your relatives felt that you are strange.
是，我们是好像在世人的眼中看起来很怪。
And yes, truly, we are strange to the world.
如果世人看你不怪，那就有麻烦了。
If the world do not think that you are strange, then
那你就是跟世人差不多。
Then you are almost the same as they are.
一个基督徒啊，在世人眼中看为怪，这是很正常的。
A Christian being strange to the world is very normal.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅在世人的眼中看着是很怪。
Not only that we are strange in the eyes of the world.
我们彼此看呢也有点怪。
When we look at each other, we also felt strange.
也许你看我很怪。
Maybe you see me very strange.
我看你呢也有点怪。
And what I see you is also very strange.
弟兄姊妹，这是正常的。
This is normal, brothers.
因为我们正在改变的过程中间。
Because we are in the process of being changed.
我们还没有达到完全。
We're not completed yet.
感谢主，我们都有荣耀的盼望。
We thank the Lord, we have this glorious hope.
约翰告诉我们。
John tells us.
他若显现。
If he appears.
我们都要像他。
We will be like him.
弟兄姊妹，到那一天你看就不怪了。
That day we will see that we're not strange.
所以今天在教会里面，我们看见这个很怪，那个很怪。
And today we see in the church that this is very strange, that is very weird.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看自己也很怪。
We also look at ourselves being very strange.
因为我们里面有主的生命。
Because we have God's life.
有的时候表现基督了。
Sometimes we express Christ.
有的时候呢，又表现肉体。
But other times we express our flesh.
所以表现基督多一点呢，我们看他正常一点。
And when we express Christ a little more, we felt that we are more normal.
那个表现肉体多一点，我们就看他怪一点。
And if we express the flesh a little more, then we felt strange.
但是无论怎样，在肉身中间，我们总是不完全。
But no matter what, in our flesh, we are not complete.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这个过程中间，神用无限的忍耐在我们身上做改变的工作。
That in this process, God has unlimited patience on us.
所以因此在教会的生活里面。
And therefore, in the church life.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此应当多有点同情。
We should have pity on one another.
也可以说我们同病相怜呢。
Because we have the same situation, circumstance.
我们就少一点的论断和指责。
Then we will have fewer criticism to one another.
因为我们看我们的弟兄姊妹的时候，我们要看见那个荣耀的盼望。
When we see our brothers and sisters, we need to see that glorious hope.
这样，主也许使我们的度量心胸能够宽大一点。
Maybe the Lord will enlarge our capacity.
教会中间的生活能够更和谐一点。
So that the church life will be more harmonious.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的主今天在我们身上所要做的归正的工作。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, this is the correction work that the Lord is doing.
神在我们个人身上是这样做。
And God is doing this in our personal life.
神在教会的团体上面，神也做归正的工作。
And in the corporate life, the Lord is also doing the same thing.
我们看见教会历史。
We see in the church history.
当许多时候教会在地上有所偏离的时候。
When the church has gone astray.
神就借着异象
by vision
那么开启在一些人的里面
he revealed to some
就把这些人重新带回到主的路上
so he bring a few back into the way
有的时候借着主的话语
sometime by the word of the Lord
那么就再把我们带回到主的路上
then he will bring us back into his way
所以我们看见神在教会里面也做恢复的工作
so we see that in the church God also do his recovery
因为神的心总是盼望我们能够对准那个目标
Because God's heart wants us to aim correctly on that goal.
当我们像羊一样走迷的时候
But when we are like sheep gone astray,
我们糊涂的时候
when we become foolish,
这位好牧人就用他的杖他的竿来引导我们
that this shepherd would lead us with his staff and his rod.
感谢主有很多顺服的儿女就重新被带回到神的路上
And those who are willing to obey was brought back to this way.
所以他们在教会历史上为主做了美好的见证
So they became a good testimony for the Lord in the history.
因为他们重新回到神的旨意里面
Because they come back to the will of God.
他们重新对准的那个标杆
They took aim at the goal once again.
弟兄姊妹们，主快回来了
Brother and sister, the Lord is returning.
愿在还有一点点的时间里面
May within this short time
主也在各地的教会里面做归正的工作
That the Lord would do recovery work within the different locations
把我们一同带到主心意的道路上面
So they will be all lead into the purpose of God
我们的主不仅做归正的工作
Not only the Lord do a recovery work
他还要做一个最后做一个整合的工作
At the end he will do a summing up work
我们晓得这是十字架工作的一个顶点
We know that this is the climax of the work of the cross.
在以弗所书第二章里面就很清楚给我们看见。
In Ephesians chapter 2, we see that very clearly.
主借着十字架拆断了犹太人和外邦人中间隔断的墙。
That by the cross, God, the Lord has taken away the separating wall between the Gentiles and the Jews.
把我们众人在基督里归成变成一个新人。
So that all of us become one new creation.
这个十字架的工作。 做了一个非常重要的一个拆除。
And this is the great tearing down work of the cross.
因为把这中间所有的间隔把它拆除了。
Because we take away the separation.
才能够叫教会能够在基督里面能够合而为一。
So that the church can become one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天主在地上在做。
Today the Lord is working on earth.
当有一天主回来的时候，
And one day when the Lord
returns, 我们看见这个工作达到顶点。
When this work goes to its climax.
弟兄姊妹，所有神的儿女们都在基督里面合而为一。
All of the children of God will become one.
教会，我们说圣经中这个合一这个字也是一个奥秘的字眼。
We know that in the Bible, this word oneness is also a mystery.
这个 oneness 其实就是 one.
This oneness is actually just one.
你看我们有这么多的不同。
We know we have all these differences.
但是最后在主里面呢变成一。
But at the end, in the Lord, we will become one.
我们与主完全合而为一。
That we will be one with the Lord.
我们也不失去我们的个格。
But we will not lose our personality.
那么主仍旧占他元首的地位。
And he is still at the head.
但是我们是一个一。
But we are one.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
我们几乎呢，今天在地上呢，找不着我们生活经验中就合适的东西可以来解释这个东西。
We almost could not find anything that tells of this experience.
但是有一天我们会看见。
But one day we will see.
感谢主。当圣灵的工作做工在教会里面的时候，
When the Holy Spirit work in the church,
有的时候我们看见在历史中间片段的时候也会出现这种合一的情况。
And we see that in different times you will see this oneness in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们里面应当羡慕。
And our hearts should have this longing.
让圣灵在我们中间来做工。
So that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts.
能够把我们带到基督的那个整合的工作里面。
So that we will be brought into the summing up work of the Christ.
我们知道什么时候当神的儿女们在基督里合而为一的时候，
We know whenever the children of God is one,
那是一个最大的荣耀。
This is a great glory.
所以我们的神他的工作不仅有创造的工作，
So therefore our God not only have the creation work,
并且呢也有恢复的工作。
He also have this recovery work.
尤其在今天在地上，
Especially today on earth,
对于恢复的看见是非常重要的。
It's very important for us to see the recovery.
我们求主用他的灵开启我们。
We ask the Lord to open up our heart with His Spirit.
感谢神，当神把这一切都预备好之后，
We thank God that when He has all these things prepared.
原来神为着他爱子所有这些预备，跟我们都发生关系。
Originally, when God planned all this for His Son, it is concerning us also.
所以呢，他这里就告诉我们说呢，按照这个神的这个目的呢，
According to God's purpose,
我们成了这个目的的里面得产业的人。
We became those who are heirs to receive inheritance.
我们可以说呢，成为受益者。
We were the beneficiary.
今天我们所以蒙到神的祝福。
And today we receive God's blessing.
神把这么多的福分加在我们身上。
Such blessing God has established on
us. 那是因为神爱他的儿子。
Because he loved his son.
因为神为他的儿子定这个计划。
For his son, he has set his
而把你我这些人摆在他的计划里面。
So that you and I will be within that plan.
所以我们蒙福了。
So that we are blessed.
所以我们在基督里，我们就得着这个产业。
So in Christ, we receive this inheritance.
但是弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
我们不仅在基督里面得着产业。
Not only we receive this inheritance.
我们也成了神的产业。
We also became his inheritance.
我们不仅在他的产业中可以享受这一切福分。
Not only in his inheritance we can enjoy all this blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神也得着我们成为他的产业。
He also received us as inheritance.
那个意思说神在我们的身上也有所得。
That is to say God will receive something upon us.
神先供应了我们。
God first supplied us.
然后神在我们的身上也得着。
And God will also receive from us.
得着什么呢？
What is he receive?
就得着我们这些人把他建立成为基督的身体。
So that we will be built up as the Body of Christ,
成为基督的配偶，
so that we become the bride of Christ.
这样呢，就可以使他那个无限丰满的恩典呢，从我们身上能够被彰显出来。
So that His unlimited blessing will be manifested in us.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
以弗所书把我们带到创世以前的永远。
Ephesians has brought us to the eternity past.
让我们看见神那个完全的旨意。
That show us.That perfect will of God.
也看见他完全旨意中的那个计划。
And let us see His plan within that purpose.
今天神在时间中间，
Today in time,
他正在我们这些人身上做工。
He is working among us.
他要在我们这些人身上完成他的目的。
He wants to accomplish His purpose in all of us.
所以我们需要神借着他的灵在我们里面做开启的工作。
By his spirit, we need to have him work with us.
好叫我们能明白他那永远的旨意。
Open our eyes that we may understand his purpose.
也知道今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人在他旨意里面我们所该占的地位。
So that we know our position, those of us who are saved by grace.
我们应当怎样对着神的旨意有一个正常的反应。
How should we face this eternal purpose of God? We have a right response.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们真是感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在他为着他的儿子定下这个荣耀旨意的时候。
When he established this purpose for his son,
把你我这些人统统包括在内。
He included you and I.
所以愿我们能以神的目的作为我们的目的。
May we take God's purpose as our purpose.
以神的旨意作为我们的旨意。
So that his will is our will.
愿我们能向着神有更多的顺服。
So that we will obey him more.
我们能更忠心的在地上持守他的旨意跟律法。
We'll hold fast more faithfully.
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you from our heart.
你因着你自己荣耀的心意拣选了我们。
Because of your glorious purpose, you chose us.
也救赎了我们。
You have saved us.
今天你把我们摆在这个荣耀的目的里面。
Today you include us in this purpose.
我们实在需要复用智慧和启示的灵来开启我们。
Lord, we ask for the spirit of understanding and wisdom from the Father.
让我们能真实明白神的旨意。
So that we would understand God's purpose.
好叫我们能更爱你，更多的跟随你。
So that we would love you more and follow you more.
我们能学习在神的旨意中有更多的顺服。
And we want to learn to obey more in your purpose.
能够更忠心的在地上持守这个旨意。
So that we can hold fast to this will on earth.
主啊，当我们摸着教会的时候。
Lord, when we touch the church.
我们知道我们摸着你心中最宝贵的事物。
We know that we are touching the most precious thing in your heart.
我们求你给我们有敬畏的心。
Give us a worshipful heart.
在我们教会的生活里面。
So that in the church life.
能够在凡事上面让你居首位。
So that in all things we let you be head.
让圣灵在教会中间能够做父神所托付他荣耀的那个工作。
So that the church can do the work that is in the eternal glory.
好叫我们在地上就能够荣耀你的名。
So that on earth we can glorify your name.
主啊，我们把敬拜归给你。
Lord, we give you the worship.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us this morning.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.